Hello, respected viewers. Here I am in Derry Guildhall, right at the back of it. You don't see the height of it because of this sort of balcony or gallery above me, but you'll see the length of it. I'll change angle and eventually you'll see just how big it is. So this is the focal point of local government. This is where Derry and Strabane District Council meet. And this dates from 1890. There was a bad fire in 1908, largely rebuilt in 1912, badly bombed by the Irish Republican Army, the terrorist organisation, keen to destroy the most beautiful building in their city, but rebuilt in 1977, cost about £1.7 million to do so. So Derry first founded in 546 AD by St Columba, and then the City of London corporations, all 55 of them, paid a lot of money and helped to expand the city in 1613, and that's why they called it Londonderry in honour of them. But anyway, if you look at some of these magnificent stained glass windows behind me, they display some of the events in the life of the city, the closing of the gates of Derry by the 13 apprentice boys in December 1688, precipitating the siege in April 1689, which lasted for 105 days, and so on. And here they say this in 1913, significantly the year that the Ulster Volunteer Force was founded, celebrating the tercentenary of the city. Of course, the city was around long before that. It's had a charter issued a number of times, indeed in the 15th century, by the Lord of Ireland, who was also the King of England. Look at the chaps in 17th century costume, and up there, the Red Hand of Ulster, and so forth. The O'Neill, so one of the Gaelic chieftains, the Red Hand, his symbol, then adopted by Loyalists and Unionists since. There was Terence O'Neill, Terence Mahon O'Neill, the Prime Minister here in the 60s, a reformist Unionist, but I found out that actually his ancestor's surname wasn't O'Neill at all. They came from England in the 17th century and they simply assumed the surname O'Neill to link themselves to the hereditary rulers of the region. Okay, and look at that, more magnificent stained glass windows. Maybe the refulgence is such that it's blinding, but anyhow, I can assure you they are splendiferous. But it's one of the very few examples of non-ecclesiastical stained glass windows I've seen. You know, you see coats of arms up there. It's too difficult to make out with the naked eye. I can see the Royal Coat of Arms with the Harp of Ireland and so forth. So lots of crowns, rose symbols and so on. So the halo over St. Columba beside doves. His name means dove in Latin and so forth. I haven't thought why Christopher Columbus is known as that, because, of course, his name in Spanish is actually Cristobal Colón. Is it because doves, as in doves in the Bible, with Noah's Ark showing you land? I mean, that's sheer conjecture on my part. So, behold yon hammer beam roof, okay? So this room is the Great Hall for civic receptions. Unfortunately, the city suffered an oration by William Jefferson Clinton, a notorious international terrorist and child murderer. But anyway, occasionally he did good, you know? Evil people can do good sometimes. It's a bit like the old sort of Hitler-built motorways argument. Concerts, plays, Brian Friel, known for translations, The Freedom of the City and so on. Surely the most renowned playwright from this town, the big organ up here. So concerts, other musical events, the focal point for New Year's celebrations and such like. John Hume, perhaps the real titan of the city, he addressed things here. Remember, he's the guy who was given the Nobel Peace Prize in 1998, along with David Trimble, both now since called to their award. So Hume was from the city, Trimble was from somewhere in County Down. And look, more stained glass windows. More Irish symbols, you know, the crowned harp with the body of a woman, part of the harp, so forth. You probably can't quite make it out, okay? So, a very noble building, think you not? So, I have been here once, many, many moons ago, shortly after I left school. Was here as a baby, but unsurprisingly, I don't recall my infancy with such clarity. Okay, and behind me, that stained glass window, the man who became King of Ireland, being crowned, George V, King of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, but from 1921, King of Ireland. And so we go on, okay, so out in the corridor outside. There was an exhibition downstairs not to film, and so the council chamber where the councils actually meet. Ooh, and there, above, they got the city's coat of arms. I see they got the Union flag, well, a red ensign beside it, as in for the Merchant Navy. Surprised that Nashers haven't insisted on covering that bit up. So perhaps people are a bit more broad-minded than I'd given them credit for. And so on, okay. And look at that wild boar pierced by an arrow, daring and strenuous, is that right? My Latin must be dreadful. And all sorts of Latin mottos in there. So you get the idea. Look at the parquet. So the place is gleaming. I've got to hand them that. It's kept in very good nick. And then look at these oil paintings of various city fathers. There's one of them up here, and he's wearing his chain of office. Anyway, from the 17th century onwards, it was a Protestant-majority city. The Catholic community got the majority by about 1920, when there was a first Catholic and indeed home rule mayor for a long time. But the unionists won back control of the city, because obviously Catholic and nationalist are not the same thing. Protestant and unionists are not the same thing. Here we see the late John Hume, who indeed is buried in the city. Nobel laureate, there he is. Okay. Educated at Maynooth College, as in a seminary. Was thinking about ordination as a priest. One of the UK government paid his fees, or the government of Northern Ireland, which would give lie to the idea it was anti-Catholic. But anyway, he decided he couldn't live a celibate life. He wed, had children, was involved in credit unions, was teaching French and history and so forth. So that was him. Actually, rather ineffective public speaker. But don't doubt his sincerity. How to put a bluff, well-meaning, somewhat ineffectual, amiable, harmless, occasionally naive. But yeah, his heart was in the right place. Probably the real hero that troubles for me, actually. And then more of these stained glass windows down the stairs. What else was I going to point out? Yeah, so they've got everything. You notice they've got everything in English, Irish, and Ulster Scots. Virtually nobody in Derry speaks Irish as their native language. I know it was historic language. If we go back to, say, the early 16th century, people would have spoken nothing else. But that's not the case now. I mean, probably more people speak French here than Irish. UK not as a native language, but maybe more people speak Polish as a native language. We don't have it up in that. Well, it's not terrible to have it up in Irish, for political reasons. If people's identity, they do that. And then they've got Ulster Scots. Now, Irish, at least Irish, is a real language. Ulster Scots is not. Sorry. It's a dialect. There was a chap at university I knew from Northern Ireland, and I knew he was from he was Protestant background, and he was a unionist. And I said, can he speak Ulster Scots? And he could. And he took it really seriously, and his dad was part of some society promoting the uses of the language, so he didn't consider it a joke. Fortunately, I hadn't quite laughed out loud when I asked him that. So there we go. More coats of arms. Okay, so that is that's the Guildhall. It's in excellent nick, and even the mosaics below. So there's such attention to detail, such handcraft, and everything is polished. So it's kept in actually sparkling condition. I mean, look at that handiwork on the woodwork. They don't make it like that anymore. So that is enough from here. Freedom of the city awarded to various people like John Hume, like who else? The Duke of York, who later became King George VI. I can't remember, by public subscription, various busts made. Okay, so here we are, a plaque about all the city worthies. Right, so I'll switch it off now. Thank you for watching my video, and make sure you subscribe and then in Patreon, PayPal, and subscribe on Patreon. So George Callahan 79 at gmail.com. Goodbye.